I didn't know how to start this video. As tragedy is something that we don't really talk about a lot on this channel. Jade has no idea what I'm talking about right now.
I just know that I'm cold sitting down here in the man cave.
Well,
that has no heat.
You're about to be warm. Last week in the predictions, Jade beat me.
I did, really?
I went 8-6. Jade went 9-5.
Wow!
So I'm 81-61-2 on the season, and Jade is 75-71-2 on the season.
All right. So I'm only 6 off. Right? That's what that means?
God is dead. Rossi Posse Packer Nation, welcome to another episode of Packcast, the podcast where you don't have to be a Packers fan,
but it sure does help.
I'm your host, Tom Grassi.
And I'm Jade Grassi.
And Sephora did the calculations today, and...
Sephora! Would you make her check it like 4 times to make sure that she was right?
I actually didn't double check her work. I should have, though.
No, you don't need to. She's good.
Did you pick the Patriots to lose, like the Titans to win last week, because you hate the Patriots? Because the Titans pulled off an upset. I wonder if that was it. God.
I don't know. So I don't remember.
This is disgustingly bad. Well, I mean, I guess we just move along and never talk about this day ever again. I'm still 6 ahead of you. Right, I need to lose 6 and you need to win 6.
Right.
So, I mean, like, you know, that's good. I'm still 10 losses ahead of you, so that's good. We don't got much time left. We're on week 11, so after this episode, we only got 6 more weeks of regular season action left, and then it's just playoffs.
So is it even possible?
Yes.
Okay.
It is possible. I never thought it was possible for you to beat me, but...
So it goes.
I'm pretty sure that was in the Book of Revelations at the very end. It was like, you know... Seas boiling, locust, Jade beating Tom, and predictions. Pretty sure it was like those 3 things.
I don't think so.
I think that's what it is. I haven't read the Bible in quite some time. By quite some time, I mean ever, but I feel like it's...
You went to Catholic.
No, I went to Catholic?
You didn't go to Catholic. Did you go to Catholic school?
In kindergarten, I went to Catholic school.
Yeah, but you went through all the Catholic stuff.
Like a confirmation?
Yeah.
And a baptism?
Yeah.
Confirming that I'm a bad Catholic.
Most people are.
That's what happened.
Yeah.
Well, again, obviously this is punishment for my lack of church going, the fact that you defeated me.
I'm sure that's it.
But then again, you're like the biggest heathen I know, so...
Well, my church going is not the reason that I beat you, so for it to be the reason you didn't win... Doesn't really make any sense.
This is a great sentence. That sentence
makes sense to me.
Sentence. Okay.
It's in my head.
Sentence didn't make a whole lot of sense. God, now I'm talking like you.
You're welcome.
These are the end times, people. The end times. All right.
It's bedtime.
Let's get into NFL week 11.
That's what time it is.
Starting off with a Thursday night game. Let's see if Jade will break my heart, but she hates the Seahawks too.
Packers.
So. Excellent. It is the Seattle Seahawks versus the Green Bay Packers. This is going to be a tough game for the Packers to win. Seattle is at home.
Especially
Packers,
because they keep throwing the ball. Aaron Rodgers.
Aaron Rodgers is a beautiful man. Never say anything poor against him. Anyway, moving on. The fact that we found our running game on Sunday will be helpful and needed this Thursday. But the Packers have not won a game in Seattle since 2008. So it's going to be tough for them to do. And while my head says Seahawks, my heart will always bleed green and gold. And so that's why I'm going with the Green Bay mother-loving Packers. Yeah. Tennessee Titans pulling off a huge upset against the New England Patriots. The Colts, going up against the Colts this week. The Colts, I read some statistic, I think, in like, they haven't given up a sack in like 4 games, which is incredible. I guess they have forgiven Andrew Luck for whatever he has done. But the Titans beating the Patriots made no sense to me. I really don't know who's going to win this game. I feel like the Titans are going to revert back to their former selves, and by former I mean terrible selves, and I'm going to go with the Colts here.
I feel like I'm going to go with the underdog. I'll go with the Titans.
I don't even know if they're the underdog in this one, but sure.
Well, just based on how you phrased it, it seems like you're saying that they're going to be the losers. So, underdogs. And I'll go with them.
Okay, fair enough. Going then with the Tampa Bay Buccaneers. Arg.
I was just going to do that.
Versus the New York Giants, who actually pulled off a win against the San Francisco 49ers. You guys like won two games now.
Woo!
You got, look at you go. You're so good.
Still going with the Buccaneers.
Yeah, I'm going to go with the Buccaneers too, just because I don't like the Giants. Nailed it.
Boom.
All right, then going with the Pittsburgh Steelers versus the can't take down a Cayman or a win Jacksonville Jaguars. The Jaguars can't get anything going. The Steelers scoring like 50-something points. I'm going to go with the Pittsburgh Steelers here.
I will as well.
Yes. Also, Le'Veon Bell is not going to play the rest of the season, or he's not going to play at all. So, because he didn't report to the Steelers today. So, sorry, fantasy owners who drafted him number one. That's a tough break.
It's not me.
Nope, it is not. All right. Ooh, Jade, A Tale of Two Kitties. The famous book by Charles Whiskers Dickens. I couldn't come up with a good joke in time for the Dickens thing. I apologize. Lickens, maybe?
Charles, what'd you say? Whiskers?
I said Whiskers. It was terrible. Lickens? Like, I feel like Cat Dickens. Chickens, mickens, mittens.
Were you going in a specific direction?
Thing. I was trying to like do like a cat thing because I said Lickens. Tail of two titties. Yeah, titties.
You just said titties. And we're going with Charles Lickens.
Oh, what's even better is I found out that some of my AP students are watching this, and they said today in class, your wife is better at this than you.
I don't slip on the titties.
The titties slip on me.
The titties slip on you.
Anyway, A Tale of Two Kitties, all references aside, the Carolina Panthers versus the Lions. The Lions did not win last week. The Panthers, I don't know what they did. Oh, they scored a lot. They're the ones who lost against the Steelers.
I can't help you.
I think. Is the Bengals game like 2 weeks ago? I don't know what's happening. I feel like I'm in a time warp right now.
We had a really busy weekend.
Yeah, it's been crazy. But I'm going to go with the Panthers here. I think they're just the better team, and the Lions are just sad.
I was going to go with the Panthers as well.
Oh, there you go. I like getting my first one. Woo! Dogs are barking. Hopefully someone to come in and finally murder me. All right. Going with the Dallas Cowboys versus the Atlanta Falcons. The Cowboys get a little comeback action with Amari Cooper, and the Falcons are the Falcons. Matt Ryan's been playing pretty good. This actually should be a pretty good game. The Cowboys looking to bounce back and maybe take control of the East, you know, if they win, like, all the rest of their games, and the Redskins lose, and the Eagles lose. And
so, no.
Yeah, I'm going to go Falcons here.
I'm going to go with the Falcons as well.
Nice. Then going with the Cincinnati Bengals versus, quote, the Raven nevermore. The Ravens, I think they were talking about Joe Flacco potentially not playing and starting Lamar Jackson, who may be the next prodigy.
Ooh.
Or overpaid guy in
They're
Baltimore.
All overpaid.
Oh, boy, here we go. Aaron Rodgers is not overpaid. He's actually underpaid. Grossly. Grossly. Anyway, I'm going to go with the Bengals here. Why? If Lamar Jackson, I'm going to say he's not ready. So I'm going to go with the Bengals.
I'm going to go with the Ravens because he is ready.
You don't even know what I'm talking about.
Caw.
Speaking of Ravens, revealed today that Game of Thrones is coming out in April.
April?
April.
I thought it was supposed to be the summer.
I thought so too, but nope. The final season, and it's only 6 episodes.
Oh, that sucks.
Yeah, so Game of Toms will be back in April.
Wait, so that means April and then 2 weeks into May and then that's it?
Yeah. That's how 6 works.
That's how 6 works.
Do I sound like a parrot?
In my head.
What?
That's how 6 works. Buy one a cracker. Buy one a cracker. That's what you sound like
you
in my
just
head.
Call me a cracker?
No. Do you want a cracker?
No, I just say thank you.
You're Polly.
Okay, move. What? I'm Polly.
Polly want a cracker?
Polyamorous.
I mean,
polytheistic.
I mean,
polygon. It's a shape. Going on to the Houston Texans versus the Redskins. The Texans are the Texans, and the Redskins are atop of the NFC East. I'm going to say the Redskins keep it rolling.
Redskins!
There you go. Then the Oakland Raiders versus the Arizona Cardinals in a game that's just...
It's going to be a close one.
No, it's going to be just bad. It's going to be a bad game. I'm going to go with the Arizona Cardinals here. What do you think, Jade?
I'll go with the Raiders.
Why not?
Yeah, why not?
Exactly. Then what could have been the NFC Championship game last year if, you know, the Saints knew how to tackle and the Vikings, Stephon Diggs, didn't catch the freaking ball. The Eagles versus the Saints. I think the Saints should come out. They're ridiculous right now. It was the Saints who put up a lot of points, I think. It was them. They beat the Bengals, I think. Yeah, they beat the Bengals. I'm sorry.
You seem to think a lot but not know a lot. Am I right?
I think.
But he doesn't actually know what game he's talking about or who played what or who won or how many points. Moving on.
Saints.
I'll also go with the Saints.
They're going to go marching in. Then Sunday night football game. This is a big game. This should be a great game. The Minnesota Vikings versus the Chicago Bears. If it's possible for both teams to implode and get sucked into a vortex and never to be seen again, I would go with that option. But here, I'm going to pick the Bears to beat the Vikings.
I'm going to go with the Vikings.
Shocker. Also, the Monday night game, which was supposed to be played in Mexico City, but they said that the field conditions are so bad, they're actually moving it to L.A. But this game should be phenomenal. Two phenomenal teams only have one loss apiece. Patrick Mahomes and the Kansas City Chiefs versus Jared Goff and the Los Angeles Rams.
Rams!
You're going with the Rams?
I'm going to go with the Rams. I've been pretty faithful to the Rams the whole season, so...
More faithful than you've ever been to me. I saw what you did with Tom. Never forget. Never forget. I'm going to go with the Chiefs just because you picked the Rams. Even though the Rams have a better defense. I'm looking forward to this game. They should be real good. But let us know what you think down in the comments below. Am I losing my mind? I think so. Maybe you're poisoning me. The fact that I said a tale of two titties. The fact that I don't know who played who. Like maybe you're just like just dropping some arsenic like in my food. Maybe, like, just pumping some carbon monoxide up in here.
It's not working fast enough.
Hey, freaking men. We could both agree on that. Oh.
Nope.
Are you going to leave me hanging?
Yup.
Fine.
He's in the doghouse.
I'm in the doghouse?
Yup.
Why am I in the doghouse?
You know.
Oh. I do.
I ain't giving you a high five. I will walk off this camera.
You can always find me at TomGrassiComedy.com, TOMGROSSI Comedy, or TomGrassiComedy on the Twitter, Instagram, Patreon, and now on Twitch.
Twitch!
That's a thing. You can always check out podcasts on SoundCloud, iTunes, Google Play Music, and of course here on the YouTube. We do multiple episodes per week. But that's about it. Yep. Come on, please. Just help me out. Please. Defense. Please. Just give me one.
That totally
counts. My arm is starting to hurt. Please. Thank you so much for watching. I'm Tom Grassi.
And I'm Jade Grassi.
And as always, go Pack Go.
I am not giving you a high five.
Why not?
Because you were a jerk.
Sure, but you were a jerk to me. You beat me in predictions.
Oh, cry about it.
I did. Multiple times.
Bye. Peace. Deuces. Adios, amigo.
Ah.